Now, next section, brothers and sisters, in which the possessor is a definite noun. These are also definite nouns, but they had tanween. Huh? Proper nouns are all definite. So they had also tanween. Okay. Now we have nouns coming with al. So, brothers and sisters, maktabun al-mudarrisu. How will you say now? Maktabul mudarrisi. Maktabul mudarrisi. Maktabul mudarrisi. Okay. Miftahun al-baytu. Miftahul bayti. Because al, remember that Hamza is Hamzatul Wasal. If it is in the middle somewhere, we assimilate it. We don't pronounce it. So you will say Miftahul bayti. You cannot say Miftahu al-bayti. That will be wrong. Okay. Dukkanun at-tajiru. So you will say Dukkanut tajiri. How will you say, brother? Dukkanut tajiri. Dukkanut tajiri. Okay. Baitun al-muhandisu. Baitul muhandisi. Are you with me? Very good. Ismul al-waladu. Ismul waladi. Very good. Kitabun Allahu. Kitabullahi. What is it? What is this, brother? Mudaf mudafilehi. Huh? Remember that. Mudaf mudafilehi. Okay. Bintun at-tabibu. Bintut tabibi. Bintut tabibi. Very good. Miftahun as-sayyaratu. Miftahus sayyarati. What will you say? Miftahus sayyarati. Yeah? Huh? Sun letter, brother. Okay. Car's key. Key of the car. Do you understand? Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Mudaf. Mudafili. Very good, brother. Now, ikra waktub. Read and write. Ma means with. Dapti means with proper vowel signs on the awakhir, on the end of the kalimat, words. Okay, brother? What is the first one, brothers and sisters? Babul. Babul madrasati. What is it? Babul madrasati. See, there are no vowel signs. Those who have the new books, they will find it. But our books don't have it. In 2 weeks' time, we will get a new consignment of new books. If you wish, you can then have that, brother. Okay? Next, brother, what is the next compound? Himarur Rajuli. Himarur Rajuli. Himarur Rajuli. Okay, what is the translation? Donkey after man. Man after donkey, galat ho jaye. Okay. Okay. Donkey of the man. Okay. Next one, brother. Baitu Hamidin. House of Hamid. Okay. Very good, brother. Sayaratul Mudiri. What will you say? Sayaratul Mudiri. Car of the headmaster. Next one, brothers and sisters. Mindilu Ammarin. Handkerchief of Ammar. Very good. Is it clear, brother?
Yes.
All of you agree with me?
Yes.
It's clear, inshallah. Okay. If not, then you can again ask me later on, inshallah. Ismut Talibi. What will you say? Ismut Talibi. Name of the student. Very good. Next one, that's very easy, brother. Baitullahi. We always say Baitullah. Baitullah. But we never say Baitullahi. Correctly, it is Baitullahi. Why he? Because it is Mudafilehi. And Mudafilehi is always Majroor. Fine, brother. Now comes something that is a little tricky, but we will try to understand. Okay, brother? I forgot to write this. This will be written like Kitabul Mudarrisi. Mudaf, mudafilehi. Now I am writing here. Fi. And then, kita. First, we do without the fi. First, we do without the fi. If I say to you like this, what kind of a vowel sign you will put on it? Dhamma. Kitabullahi. Book of Allah. Fine, brother. I'll put Dhamma here. But now, fi has come in front of it. And what does fi do? It makes the ism majroor. It gives it a kasra. Ism majroor. Remember, if I tell you harf jar, ism majroor. You'll always reply me, ism majroor. It will make it majroor. Okay. Now, fi came, then this change into majroor, kitabi. And then Allahi is there. Now, the effect of fi is only up to one noun. It has no control over here. No control over here, brother. Fi kitabil lahi. Now, if I were to analyze, how do I analyze? Harf jar, ism majroor. But then at the same time, they have a relationship. Mudaf mudafile. So, in other words, this thing is one compound, and brother and sister, this has another compound. So we have here fi harfu jarrin, and then this is ismun majrurun, ism majrur plus. Huwa mudaf. It is mudaf. And then what will this be? Mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? In other words, if they say phrase like this, coming in the book or coming in the Quran, brother and sister, coming in the Quran, it will be harfjar, ism majrur, wa huwa mudaf, and then mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? Okay. We will be repeating it many times. Because I feel that if I show you how to do simple analysis now, then in book 2 and book 3, you know, and then when the Quran will come in front of us, brother, you will understand it beautifully. Directly. That is our aim, to understand Quran directly. In Arabic. The Quran has to be read in Arabic and understood in Arabic. The miracle of the Quran is the language of the Quran. Brother, message of guidance is there. But how was the message brought down? It's a miracle. What is the miracle of Prophet Musa alayhi salam? Asa. Stick. It's gone. We don't have it now. What was the prophet of Hadar Isa? He gave eyes to the blind. He raised a dead person. He gave life with the permission of Allah. Okay, but are those person here to show us that I was dead and I became alive? They are gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom gave Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a miracle that will remain miracle till the end of time. And if you don't know the language, you will never feel that miracle, brother. It's up to you and up to us. But as a Muslim, we must read the Quran in Arabic and we must understand in Arabic. That is what is our responsibility. as long as we live here. And brother, as a non-Arabs, we got to make an effort, and Allah will make it easy on us, and we will learn the language of the Quran. We learn everything. Did we know computer when we were born? No, we learned later on in life. You became a doctor or engineer or a lawyer or whatever you name it, you all learned everything, your trade. What about the language of the Quran? We got to learn that too, inshallah. Okay, brother, having said this, so, fi kitabillahi. Now, what's the next one? Min. What's the next line, Sister Salma? Min. Bay. Baytil. Look, you cannot say two now. Min has come. Are you with me? Harf jar? Isam majrur. Min. Bay. Til. Mudarrisi. You got to write it. Okay. And brothers and sisters, if you make a mistake, what is my advice to you? Don't worry. Because I tell you, I have had students who told me, some took 2 weeks to understand mudafilihi. Some took maybe more than that. So the concept to sink in your mind may take a little longer. Some of you may get it in one day, brother. So you should not be worried, inshallah. We are going to do it slowly, slowly, inshallah. What is the next one? Ala Maktabil Mudiri. Are you with me? So how will you analyze Min Baitil Mudarrisi? Min Harfujar Baiti Isam Majrur Wahua Mudaf. And then Mudafilahi. Ala Maktabil Mudiri. What is Ala? Harfchar. What is Maktabi? Isam Majrur. Wahua Mudaf. And Mudafilahi. Brother, in the handout we have given you some of the most frequently used harf jars. What is harf jar in English? Preposition. There is a list of preposition given. What are they? What are these? Are all? These are all jar majrur, and they are from the Quran. Read it and feel it. They are all from Quran. Okay? Every day. So brother, what are the harf jars? Ala, min, ila, fi, an, li, and bi. Bi with kasra is a harf jar. Brothers and sisters, every single day you say, we don't know how many times we all say. Now today, we are going to analyze it. We are going to analyze it. Okay, now, this is B, and this is Ism. Okay, now see, the Hamza of Ism is Hamzatul Wasal. If it comes in the beginning of the sentence, we will pronounce it like Ismul Waladi. But it did not come in the beginning. Something else came in the front. Then that Hamzatul Wasal will not be pronounced. Okay. So I am writing here. Brother, now you analyze it. What is B? Harfjar. What is Ism? Ism Majrur. Wahua Mudaf. And then Mudafili. If you took out B, how will you pronounce now? Ismullahi. What will you say? Ismullahi. Bring B, Bismillahi. Bismillahi. So Brother Muhammad, Harfjar, Ism Majrur, Wahua Mudaf, and then Mudafilihi. Got the idea? And what is after that? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When we go to lesson number 9, then we will analyze the whole thing. Slowly, slowly, brother. One day, inshallah, we will analyze the salat we pray. So that you know what you are saying in your salah. and you will, inshallah, enjoy it, brother. Okay, now, this is not the way Bismillah is written in the Quran. It's not. The only time it is written differently, it is in the Quran. It is from the time of Hadrat Uthman, radiallahu anhu. Okay, brothers and sisters. Because you don't pronounce Hamzatul Wasal, they eliminate. Only in the Quran. Otherwise, normally you have to write down. Okay? Hamzatul Wasal, if it is not pronounced, but it's still written. It is written. It may not be pronounced. But in this case, Hamzatul Wasal, because it is not pronounced, it has been dropped. So how do you say now, brother? Now I tell you what is B, harsha. What is Isim? Isim majrur. Wahua mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brother? It's simple and wonderful. Okay, brother and sister. Now we go to brother. We go to lesson number 5 again. I want to revise because it's important. We don't want to rush. Before we do that, again, a general explanation. Nouns in Arabic decline according to the functions they play in the sentence. In English, we say noun decline in 3 cases. Nominative case, accusative case, and genitive case. In Arabic, we say the noun can be marfu, noun can be mansub, and noun can be majrur. Okay? According to the functions they play. Sentence is a group of words which makes complete sense. Okay, there are two kinds of sentences. One is called jumla ismiya, and other is called jumla failia. Right now, we try to understand in the most simple way that if there is a jumla ismiya, the sentence will begin with a noun. That is why it is called jumla ismiya, because then sentence will begin with a noun. Okay. In jumla ismiya, we are looking for 2 things. We are looking for mubtada and khabar. In English, we say we are looking for subject and predicate. And I told you, brother, mubtada is always marfu. Always marfu. Mubtada is always marfu. And khabar, if it is one word, it's marfu. No mansub. Mansub are coming in book 2. Don't worry. Mubtada, marfu. Khabar, marfu. Are you with me, brother? Okay. Then we learned in lesson number 4 that khabar can also be jarun wa majrurun. If I say jarun wa majrurun means there is a harf jar followed by ism majrur. Muhammadun, what is Muhammadun? Mubtada. Marfu. Mubtada. Okay, what is the khabar? Fil masjidi. What is it? Fil masjidi. So what is fil masjidi? Fi, harf jar, al masjidi, jar majrur, and ism majrur, jarun majrur, we say shibbu jumla. What is the meaning of shibbu jumla? Phrase. It is all in the handbook, Sister Mainas. Aap dekhenge, inshallah, when you will go through it. We did this because for 4 days, we have been trying to understand all these things. Inshallah, you will understand in one day, inshallah. Are you with me? What is phrase? A group of words which does not make complete sense. In the masjid. Doesn't make sense. When you say, Muhammadun is in the masjid, now it makes sense. So, Muhammadun Mubtada. Then where is the khabar? Fil masjid. Fi harf jar. Masjid ism majrur. Together we say, Jarun wa majrurun. Are you with me? Jarun wa majrurun. Okay? Shubu jumla, khabar. Al kitabu Mubtada. Alal maktabi. Jar majrur. Shibu jumla ala on maktabi desk. Okay, look at this, brothers and sisters. Are you watching me? Describe this. Al-Qalamu Al-Maktabi. What is Al-Qalamu? Mubtada. What is Al-Maktabi? Jarun, Majrurun, Shibu Jumla, Khabar. Okay? Fine, brother? Now, we start like that. And we carry on with Sa'idun. What is Sa'idun saying? Akitabu Muhammadin Haza. Akitabu Muhammadin Haza. How will you, do you translate, brother? Is this book of Muhammad? Now, if you want, you can do one thing with pencil. You can circle Kitabu Muhammadin. Are you with me? So what is Kitabu Muhammadin, brothers and sisters? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. You can circle it if you want. If you want. If you are strong, you don't need to circle it. But okay. Now remember one thing, brothers and sisters. We will not analyze questions. Only statements. Not all of them in the book, but whenever we feel, we will give it a try. Okay. La. What is La, brother? Harfu Jawab. It's a particle of answering. It's a harf. Okay. All the words in Arabic language can be put into three groups. What are those three groups? Nouns, verbs, and particles. Very good, brother. Okay. Now, what is the next one, brother? Aina Kitabu Muhammadin. Where is the book of Muhammad? You can again circle if you want Kitabu Muhammadin or underline it. Whatever you want to do it. You can even underline it. Where is the book of Muhammad, brother? Huwa. What is Huwa? It is Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Alal Maktabi. Ala harfchar. Maktabi isim majrur. And what is Hunaka? Hunaka is a zarf. It's telling you about a place. It is adverb. Zarf. Zarf. Zarfu makan. Because it is telling you a place. Zarfu makan. In English, adverb of place. Zarfu makan. Okay, fine. It's also in the book, Sister Manas. Fine. Aina daftaru ammarin. Where is the notebook of Ammar? Are you with me? Where is it? Okay. Huwa mubtada. Where is the khabar? Alal maktabi. Char majrur shibu jumla khabar. But let us analyze, brother. Ala harf char. Where is ism majrur? Maktabi. But there is something more following it. Then it is mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. We will say huwa mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Very good, brother. Kalamu man haza ya Ali. Kalamu man haza. Brother, this you should circle. Kalamu man is a mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Pen of who? Whom? Or in English we'll say, whose pen is this? Or you can say pen of who? You can say. You know, in order to translate in a way that we understand, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, pen of who? You use of there. So, kalamu man is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay. See, what is the sign that it is mudaf? Because it does not have alif, it does not have tanween. So, it is mudaf, mudaf. This compound. It is a compound. Okay. Hada. Tell me, brother, hada, mubtada. Now, where is the khabar? Kalamu. Because here it is, does the kalamu have one vowel sign? No al. So, this is your khabar. And also, does it have a dhamma? So, khabar is always marfu. It is marfu. Bahuwa mudaf, and then mudaf ilayhi. Sahi? Inshallah. Aina hakibatul mudarrisi. Hakibatul mudarrisi. Handbag of the teacher. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay, now remember, it is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Okay, what is the answer? Hiya. Why hiya, brother? Because it refers to Hakiba. Hakibatu, which is feminine. Okay. In Arabic, noun is always masculine or feminine. No in between, brother. Hiya, Mubtada. Now tell me, where is the khabar? Tahta. What is tahta? Under. Fine, brother. More than that. It is a zarf. It's an adverb. Tahta means under. Tahta is an adverb of place. Zarfu makan. And we learned last Thursday, now we repeat it again. If there is a zarf, not all the zarf, but many zarf, if there is a zarf, it will behave as if it is mudaf. Then if it is mudaf, then we should have mudaf ilayhi. So tahta is a zarf, it behaves like a mudaf. So then what is al-maktabi? Mudaf ilayhi. And it is majroor. Sister Fatima, al-maktabi. Why maktabi? Because it is ism majroor. Because it is mudaf ilayhi. It became majroor. Are you with me, brother? Is it clear? So remember that. Now I tell you one thing. Here, Mubtada, where is the khabar? Tahta. You will say tahta, zarf. And then you will again say shibu jumla. Shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? Shibu jumla khabar. And then al-mudarris, al-maktabi, mudafilehi. Now, let us summarize. We are going to learn how many kinds of khabar. Slowly. Some scholars can just say only three kinds. But for simplicity's sake, I say five kinds. And then we will learn them. Okay. So far, how many different kinds of khabar we have learned? Three. What is it? Either it is one word. If it is one word, then it is always marfu, brother. Never. Anything else. Always marfu. And if it is not one word, then there is a possibility. It is jarun wa majrurun. Like a Muhammadun fil bayti. Okay? Muhammad is in the house. So fil bayti is your khabar. Jarun, majrur. See, here I say Muhammadun talibun. Muhammad is a student. What is Muhammad? Mubtada. What is talibun? Khabar. See, one word. And khabar is most of the time indefinite. Mubtada most of the time is always definite. Fine. Muhammadun talibun. Fine. Muhammadun fil fasli. Muhammad is in the classroom. What is Muhammad? Mubtada. Where is khabar? Fil fasli. Fi harf jar. Al-fasli ism majrur. Jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Now, Muhammad is sitting under the tree. So I will say, Muhammadun tahta shajarati. What did I say? He is under the tree. Muhammadun tahta shajarati. Tahta is a zarf. It behaves like a mudaf. So shajarati is now? Mudaf ilayhi. Majrur. So, okay. Muhammad, mubtada. What is tahta? Zarf. And then you will say, shibu jumla khabar. But in the case of zarf, Sister Mainaz, we won't say it is mudaf. We will only say it is zarf. And then the noun which is coming after it is majroor. We will say it is mudaf ilayhi. Again, brother, Muhammadun tahta shajarati. Okay. Muhammadun, mubtada. Tahta, zarf. Zarf. Shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? And then what about the shajarati? Mudafilehi. Khalas. That's the way we analyze. Okay, brother? That's the way we analyze. Okay. Now, I want to do a little more. And then we will take only 15 minutes break, inshallah. Not long, brother? Okay. Ikra. Page number 28. Because I have to explain you a lot of things in this, brothers and sisters. Okay. Ikra, read. Aina baitul mudarrisi, only translation. What is it, brother? Aina baitu, because it is mudah mudafilehi. Baitul mudarrisi. Can you say baiti? No, why not? Because no harfjar came there. Aina is not harfjar. Okay? And also we don't analyze questions. What is the answer? Huwa ba'idun. What is the meaning of it? It's far. Huh? So where is our mubtada? Huwa. Where is our khabar? Do you see it's marfu? And it's one word? Huh? Marfu and one word? Very good. Now comes, brother, second, what is the first word? Al-Qur'anu. Huh? Okay, I would like you to do something, Sister Salma, you were confused, that's normal. Okay, I'm writing the sentence, okay, brother? Al-Qur'anu Kitabul Lahi. I want you to do with a pencil. With a pencil. What is the meaning of that? It's a mubtada. So I want to separate it so that I don't get confused. In the beginning, if you do all these small things, it will help you. Al-Qur'anu mubtada. Okay, then we want our khabar. Where is the khabar? Kitabullahi. It cannot be kitabi. Because if you combine it, then you are getting confused. Al-Qur'anu, khalas. Kitabullahi. So where is the khabar? Kitabu. Khabar, if it is one word, is always marfu. If you say kitabullahi, then this is majrur. No, that is not right. Remember I told you, Dr. Abdurrahim told me, that many students who are coming from Dini Madrasas into the university in Medina, and they have been, rata lagana. they just memorize it without thinking, and teacher says, where is the khabar? They say, kitabullahi. So Dr. Abdurrahim said, where is the khabar? He said, kitabullahi. He said, no, that's not correct. I told you that khabar is always marfu. So where is the marfu? One word, kitabu. This is your khabar. Because khabar has to be marfu. Okay. He said, no. My teacher says, kitabullahi is the khabar. Doctor said, but it is majroor. Khabar cannot have a kasra. If it is a noun. And if it is one word. But he would not agree. Because he said, he thought his teacher was, his ustad was a sheikh. And he's right. Anyway. So, brother, we learn kitabu is your khabar. Okay. What more? Wahuwa muda. What is it? Wahuwa muda. Sahi? And then what is this? Mudafilehi. So, this is how you will do it. Okay, brothers and sisters. Next one. Al kaabatu, put a line. That way you separate your mubtada. Al-Kaabatu. What about Kaabatu, brother? Tell me the news. Mubtada. And what is the news? Baitu. Wahuwa muda. And then, see, Sister Salma, we had not done it. You tried to do on your own, you got little confused. But it's normal, We all, brothers and sisters, sometimes it's better to make a mistake, because we learn from our mistakes. We get stronger, then we never make mistake again, inshallah. Okay, brother, Al-Kaabatu, if you put a line, okay, what is the news? Baitullahi. So, where is the khabar? Baitu. Wa huwa mudaf. And then mudaf ilahi. Got the idea, brother and sister? Ji?
What is Allah then?
Mudaf ilahi. Yes. It's majroor. Okay. Kaaba is the house of Allah. House is the, what is Kaaba? It is a house. House of Allah. So, of Allah is majroor, and the khabar is always marfu. Very good, brother. Muhammadun. Remember? Muhammadun. Brother, do one thing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put it into a bracket. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, this is not. That in the later on we will learn. This is called parenthetical clause. It has got nothing to do with what we are saying. You could have said that the actual sentence is Muhammadun Rasulullah. But as a Muslim, whenever we say Muhammad, we say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That has got nothing to do with what we are trying to say. Okay. So it is called, you know, parenthesis? Parenthetical clause. Okay. Same way, if I say Allah, who, and then even immediately I say Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that is also parenthetical clause. Okay. Fine. Muhammadun. What is about? What about Muhammadun? Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Mubtada. It is Mubtada. Oh, where is the khabar? Rasul. Only Rasul. Wa huwa mudaf. And then Allahi mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brother? Abdul Qadir? You are getting there, brother? Inshallah. Next one, brother. Oh, okay. Yes. The actual sentence is? What is your actual sentence, brother? This is the sentence I wrote first day on the board. Muhammadun. Okay, brother. I put a line to separate Mubtada and Khabar. What is Muhammad, brother? Mubtada. How will you translate? Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Now we say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that has got nothing to do with the sentence. It's a separate thing that we are putting in. Okay? So, Muhammad, Mubtada, brother, what about the news? Rasulu. And what is Rasulullahi? Mudaf ilayhi. But first and foremost is Rasulu is your khabar. Wahua mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? Now we come, brothers and sisters. Yes.
So the reason why it's Rasulullahi is because Muhammadun is not a harf jar, right?
Brother, harf jar? Harf jar, brother. There are how many harf jars we have studied so far? Fi, ila, ala, and min. No, brother, these are harf jar. And on page number 8, on top, see in the handout? In the handout, page number 8, you will see all the harf jar. Now, Muhammad is a noun, brother. And Mubtada is always a noun. Harf jar cannot become Mubtada. Can never be Mubtada. You know why? Because Mubtada is always Marfu. Why? Mubtada is always Marfu, brother. So what is Muhammadun? Is it a harf jar or noun? It's a noun, brother. That is why it has got Dhamma there. Okay, so if you say Muhammadun, do you see dun? Okay, so that is your marfu, that is your mubtada. Are you with me? And then what else is here? Rasulu. What khabar? Marfu again, one word. Wahua mudaf, and then mudafili. Didn't I tell you, brother Farooq? If I say dun, it's marfu. If I say dan, it's mansur. If I say din, it's majrur. Okay? Therefore, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din. Brother, Don't take it as a joke. I'm taking it as a very seriously. Don marfu, dan mansub, din majrur, brother. So you are reminding yourself, dun dun dan dan din din. Means marfu, mansub, majrur. What is it? The noun can have three cases. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Now, next one, brother, number 5. Kharaja. Oh, ho, ho, ho. I did not say ho, 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 ho. I said, oh, ho, ho. Kharaja. What is kharaja? Fial. What kind of sentence is this? No. Kharaja is jumla fialia. What is it? Jumla fialia. What I am looking for in jumla fa'il, I am looking for fa'il and I am looking for fa'il. And again I told you last week, fa'il is always, you forgot? Marfu. Fa'il is always marfu. Okay? Remember this. So, what is kharaja and what is next one, brother? Mudarri. So, kharajal mudarrisu min ghurfatil mudiri. Okay, now this is jumla failia. When the jumla failia comes, I look for fiel and I look for file. That is the most important things that I have to discover and identify in jumla. And the rest of the things are all complementary. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Kharaja. What is kharaja? Fi'al madi. Is it fi'al madi? Yes, it is fi'al madi. Where is the file? No, brother. Al-mudarrisu. Remember, in huwa and here, I told you last time, file can be mustatir. Or can be mawjood in the sentence. So you have to, before you jump to the conclusion mustatir, look into the sentence. Maybe it is coming little further down the road. But then we have to read the whole sentence and then figure out the file. Fine, brother. So mudarrisu is your file. Okay, what is min harfchar? What is gurfati? No khabar. Khabar is only in jumla ismiya, not in jumla failia. Remember that. And that is also normal because so far we are doing so much of jumla ismiya that we are always looking for khabar. Even if it is not there, we are looking for it. So don't worry. Okay. Khabar, mubtada khabar in jumla ismiya. Jumla failia, fiel and fail. Are you with me? Okay, min. What is min? Harfchar. What is gurfati? Isam majroor. Wahua mudaf. And then where is? Mudaf. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? Okay. There is one more thing. But we'll do sixth one and then I'll stop. Haza. What is haza? Mubtada. Okay, brother, put a line there. What is now khabar? Baitu. Baitu only. Hada baitu. And what will be the next word? Hami din. So our khabar is baitu. Wahua mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Wa. What is wa? Ataf. Conjunction. Ataf. Zalika. What is zalika? Zalika. Mubtada, put a line there after Zalika. Got the idea? I'm just telling you these things so that you know it will make a lot of things will become simpler. Right? Okay? Zalika, Mubtada, where is the khabar? Baitu. Wahua mudaf. And then Khalidin, mudaf lehi. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Brother, we are going to do a lot of practices. This whole lesson devotes itself on Mubtada, Khabar, plus now it is Mudaf Mudafili. So far, brothers and sisters, so far, the Khabar is coming as a Mudaf. But Mubtada can be Mudaf too. Okay, I give you a simple sentence, Sister Salma. Baitullahi fi Makkah. Translate. The house of Allah is in Makkah. Huh? Okay, so where is Mubtada? Baitu, not Allahi. Only Baitu. Remember? Mubtada is marfu. If you say Baitullahi, then Allahi is majrur. It cannot be part of Mubtada. So here is Mudaf, Mudaf ilayhi in the beginning. Baitullahi. So Baitu is Mubtada. Wahua Mudaf. And Allah, Mudaf ilayhi. And where is the khabar? Fi, harfjar. And Makkah, ism majrur. Jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Okay? Are you with me, brother? Okay? If I tell you, Ibnu Muhammadin, translate, son of Muhammad. Ibnu Muhammadin fil masjidi. Where is Mubtada? Ibnu only. Wa huwa mudaf. And Ibnu Muhammadin mudafili. Okay, where is the khabar? Fil masjidi. Are you with me, brother? Okay. Ibn Hamidin tahta shajarati. Translate, brother. Ibn Hamidin, son of Hamid, is under the tree. So where is Mubtada? Ibnu. Wahua mudaf. And then mudaf ilahi. What is tahta? Zarf. Shibu jumla khabar. And then what is shajarati? Mudaf ilahi. Are you with me? Inshallah, we are going to do